Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, friends. Happy little Tuesday. Happy little trees out there. Patrick Harris with you. That's Danny Meringue to my left, the firm. Casey Smith on the ones and twos back in action today. Old Rusty's got the mud butt.
Got a case of the mud butt.
I don't know if it's actually that, but
I mean, based on its description, it's mud butt adjacent.
Mud butt adjacent. What do you call mud butt when it when you're like pukey?
Dare I say it's flu-y?
When I was a kid, I called it the Wickhams and the Willies.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the Wickhams were when it was, like, coming out the vomiting, and the Willies was the other way.
I got into a heated debate yesterday because Tiff is sick. I ran over there.
Everybody's sick. Get away from me.
And I asked her if she has a cold, if she feels flu-y. And she went down this rabbit hole of, hey, look at that. The volume's on for you. And she's like, there's no such thing as like the stomach flu. It's a misnomer. And she's right. When you're pukey, that's gastroenteritis. But like we use the flu as the thing that means you're pukey.
Oh, okay.
The cold is the, you know, it's actually influenza. That's where the flu comes from.
Right, right. We just call everything the flu.
Yeah, well, for me, I say if you have a cold, it's the respiratory.
Sure.
When you have the flu, it's mud butt and pukey.
Yeah.
That's how my family always treated it. Is that how your family treated it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I also think that's just kind of the letter of the law. There's also food poisoning.
Yeah, I almost...
Dude, I get food poisoning like 3 times a year because I eat a ton of raw seafood.
See, that's the thing is I got hospitalized and I was 20, 21 for food poisoning. Damn near killed me. Red Lobster will never, ever, 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 ever eat there again.
It's funny, when I was a kid, there was a couple places. I grew up in Spokane. I lived there till I was 11 and then we moved to Vancouver. And I remember as a kid, there was a report that somebody at Burger King got salmonella at one of the Burger Kings in Spokane. And I was probably like 8 years old when that happened. And so I asked my parents, you know, what's that? And they explained it to me. And I have never eaten Burger King.
Because of that? Because
I was 8 years old and I was like, oh, that sounds terrible. It could kill me. Or it was mad cow disease. I think it was mad cow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was mad cow. And I was like, oh, that's terrible. I'm never going to do this.
Late 80s, early 90s, Jack in the Box got caught using kangaroo meat instead of cow. And we did not eat that for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And I remember they opened up the first Jack in the Box in Oregon was right across the river. It was on the east side. Oh, God, where was the – what street is that? Division? I can't remember. But that one opened up. We're like, you know what? We don't have anything that's like Southern California adjacent here. Let's go get it.
Yeah.
And it was like the trek, because we lived in Beaverton, like going through the tunnel was like, oh my God, we're going so far.
And I refuse to go that far.
Yes.
And shout out to anybody west of the tunnel, though.
We went and got Jack in the Box. And then the next time we did that, I want to say it was like 5 years later, out by the airport, they had the first El Pollo Loco out here.
I don't know what that is.
The Crazy Chicken?
Yeah. Is that just an L.A. chicken joint?
It's a Mexican joint? It's a Mexican, but they serve you like rotisserie chicken with tortillas.
Oh. And you just kind of shred it there?
Well, it's like already kind of shredded. Oh. Like it comes with like pinto beans and salsas. And yeah, it's, El Pollo Loco is it was like the first kind of quasi healthy fast food.
Like Chipotle kind of thing.
Kind of, but not.
Does Chipotle claim to be healthy? I mean, they put all their calories on everything.
I guess they do cook their meats fresh daily.
That's an awesome drop, dude.
So here, I'll show you a picture. That's El Pollo Loco. Like, it comes with, like, pinto beans.
Okay, it looks like real food.
It's like real cooked chicken, like whole chicken.
Yeah. That looks great.
Like chicken legs and thighs. Like, it's, yeah. So it was, like, the first quasi-healthy fast food option.
Did this quasi-healthy fast food option have seasoning? Because I find all the places that attempt to be that, a Laughing Planet locally, or a Chipotle, it's like, have you heard of salt and pepper?
Well, Chipotle, number one, I always get the, when they bring it out, the honey Chipotle chicken, which actually is seasoned decently well, and then their carne asada.
I just mean like the beans and the rice and everything else is just bland.
I usually go with the black beans just because you don't need a ton with that, and then you make sure you get the, my order when I do a bowl is white rice, little bit of both beans, and then either the honey chipotle or the steak, and then I go pico, red chili, cheese, sour cream, corn, and guac. So it's all of the things.
I don't like beans. Somebody said this to me the other day. I don't remember who it was,
when I brought up baked beans.
Somebody was talking to me about how like beans, if beans will kill you when they're not cooked, do you think we should be cooking them and eating them?
Wait, beans will kill you when they're not cooked?
I think some legumes can kill you if they're not cooked. Are beans legumes?
I feel like we need the More You Know drop right there.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
All beans are legumes.
All beans are legumes. And I believe there are legumes that if you do not cook, you can die.
You're going to die. I'm pro-bean.
I'm anti-bean.
I'm pro-bean. Weirdly enough, there's a lot of things that, I shouldn't say a lot of things. There's some foods that I just don't eat. Green beans is one of them. Asparagus is one of them.
Oh, asparagus is Mount Rushmore.
Blech. Both those two are hard passes.
Ooh, you want to know something that is classic me? Mm. I don't like beans, but I do like beans and chili. But you're pro-bean.
I'm pro-bean, but also, if you want to go no bean chili, fine. I don't care. Either one's fine. Meat, no meat. Bean, no bean. Whatever you want to do, I don't care. If it tastes good, it tastes good. But I hate green beans and bean sprouts.
Oh, I love bean sprouts, too. My wife's allergic to them.
So out on both those. But like the one I think most people don't like, lima beans.
Oh, nobody likes lima beans.
Love them.
Lentils? Do you like lentils?
Love lentils.
Lentil soup
is a banger.
I went to Washington State University, man. We got a ton of lentils out there.
Oh, really? They grow out there naturally?
There's a big lentil festival in August in Pullman every year.
When you're talking about like fall soups, tomato soup, lentil soup, those are bangers. I am pro lentils.
Pro lentils.
Great for you, too.
They are. Mm-hmm. It's a good source of protein. It's kind of like if you're a vegetarian, you probably eat a lot of beans.
Yeah. It's always funny when athletes try to become vegetarian or vegan and they lose like 20 pounds because you just can't get the necessary protein.
It's tough. You definitely need like a personal chef to make that happen.
They did.
At that level.
Yeah. I remember when Dane went vegan, he went vegan for like 6 weeks, lost like 18 pounds.
Yeah.
He was like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. This is not a thing.
And you don't want to just drink water all the time, because then you put on a bunch of water weight.
Yeah.
Can't imagine running through drills and stuff and you know, just being sloshy.
Yeah. Then again, I mean, you and me both drink a metric crap ton of water. Yeah,
that is true. Dude, I did just see that Quentin Jammer in 2011 for 8 games was wasted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw that on my timeline this morning.
Well, was this...
Speaking of sloshy...
Yeah, wasn't it Percy Harvin that used to get hammered before games?
Oh, I don't know.
I know he smoked weed, but I think he used to hit Henny.
Wow.
Before games. It's like, that makes sense.
Ocho Cinco used to eat McDonald's before games.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
That's wild, dude. I can't imagine eating McDonald's and then being active. First of all, I can't imagine being active.
That's a different kind of digestive tract.
Let alone throwing McD's on top of that.
Yeah. And then you throw, then go be an elite world class athlete.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Super skinny.
And always shredded.
Always.
Ocho. I mean, just keep moving.
Ocho Cinco wants to be the offensive coordinator at Oregon. Is that what he said?
Oregon State? No, Oregon.
At Oregon.
Was, if Chris Henry Jr. went.
Yeah,
there.
If Henry Jr. there, he was like, I'll sign up. I'll do that.
Because it's his boy's kid, you know?
It's his boy's kid.
Tough out here.
That's kind of hurt, though. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want my alumni saying, you know, Drew Bledsoe named quarterback coach at UW. I'd vomit instantly.
you didn't really. No, was it Bledsoe that you met, or was it Leaf that you were like, oh.
Oh, Ryan Leaf. That's my Ryan Leaf story.
That's right. Yeah.
I met Drew Bledsoe a couple times. Super nice guy.
If Leaf ended up as the offensive coordinator at UW, how would you feel about that?
What
would hurt you more, Leaf or Bledsoe?
Oh, Bledsoe for sure. That's a very fascinating thought, because now Leaf has turned himself around a lot. You know, he's built a media career for himself, and he's acknowledged his issues in the past. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit for that, you know, to hit absolute rock bottom and try to come back from, you know, he's on Colin Cowherd multiple times. Obviously I see him on the C-Dub watching Coug games. So he's a tough case because most people don't like claiming him. Most people have really rough experiences with him. So I think if anything, it would just solidify what people's opinions are. And I think it would solidify my opinion of going, I don't know. You know, I don't know how to feel about that.
Just not in that, the Venn diagram doesn't overlap.
Yeah, if Jason Gesser or Luke Falk or Gardner Minshew or, you know, fill in the blank, my boy Alex Brink, you know, if that happens, then we're like, cool.
That's hurting.
I know Michael Bumpus, he works in Seattle, and like, don't do it, dude. Mm. Don't do it to us, all right? We like you.
Just step a toe in.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be like, what if Reggie Bush was the GM at Notre Dame? Would you like that? Would you like that, huh?
That's made me throw up.
Matt Leinart's the OC. Carson Palmer's the elite recruiter at Notre Dame. Would you like that?
We did steal their top GM. So.
Just walking in, he's like, you know, I won a Heisman Trophy at USC. You could win two at Notre Dame. How would that make you feel?
That's tough.
Who would be the one that you wouldn't care? Mark Sanchez? Is he your Ryan Leaf?
No. I mean, look, he screwed
Sanchez
up.
Sanchez was totally fine. It's just that most recent thing.
Most recent thing. Trying to think of who. John David Booty.
Booty's your aunt? Because he lost to the Beavs?
It's like, whatever, dude. Because even like Darnold, Darnold was good.
He's got one of the greatest names of all time, dude. He's three names, and his last name's Booty.
Like even Jackson Dart, I'd be like, don't do that to me, Jackson. We liked you.
Jackson Dart.
JT Daniels.
JT Daniels. Everybody hates JT Daniels.
That mustache.
Didn't that guy play for like three teams?
Four.
Is he the Tyler Shuck of USC?
Yes. He finished at Rice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't play food, man. Nope.
Can't lose to food.
Can't lose to food. Oakley Doakley, well, we got a show for you today. A lot to get into. We'll start some Army-Navy chirping as Danny and I will be live at Army-Navy this weekend. We'll do our show live from Baltimore on Friday, so we're pretty pumped about that. I want to talk a little Blazers today, but in a little different factor because I don't know much about this, so I'm going to lean on you, Danny, to help me figure some of that out. It's free consultation on a Tuesday at 12:15, so get any of those in. Anything you need help with in your life, your sports life, your personal life, whatever it may be, we are here to help you on your way. We're going to pivot here real quick, as it is official and it is breaking news. The Colts have a quarterback. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1017 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live, baby, from the shadows of the torrential downpour, Fremont Bridge.
Rainpocalypse.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. You can also see our pretty faces on the YouTube, youtube.com/1051thefan. We'll spend 3 hours today on the biggest sports story in the world. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
The number one story in the world.
Hit me.
Of sports. Is has Mo Salah played his last game?
Oh,
in
God,
Liverpool.
No, stop it.
That's the number one. That's number one story in the world.
No, it's not.
In the world,
no, it's
Craig.
Not.
It is, dude.
It's not.
What's a bigger story in the world than Mo Salah?
Anything.
I'm talking about the world, Craig.
No.
The story of the day, though, is definitely Old Man Rivers officially joins the Indianapolis Colts. And my favorite question to ask right now, is he actually going to start this weekend? Like, it's Tuesday. Putting in that offense right now?
I mean, they signed him.
Like, do you have an emergency practice right now to install an offense? Does Shane Steichen have an offense for Old Man Rivers?
Shane Steichen and Rivers are familiar with each other.
They are. This comes off the precipice of Daniel Jones, which I'd like to spend a little time on that. Daniel Jones tore his Achilles, and I'll tell you what, man, dude, that sucks for him.
Yeah, he was one of the cooler stories this year.
And not only was he on his way to win Comeback Player of the Year, but he probably got himself a contract.
Yeah.
Like a 4-year deal.
And here's the thing that sucks. He got hurt later in the season, which means he's not going to be ready next year.
No, he could be done. You know, like... I know we laugh about, you know, that was a like Monday night football game when he was like running and his deer in the headlights. He's like, but he ran like 60 yards. Mm-hmm. Like we all laugh about that, but it ain't like he's the most mobile dude.
No.
So making him more of a statue is going to be really, really difficult. I just feel bad for the Colts because
they were
a super fun story. And I kept asking, like, is it Daniel Jones? Is he good? Or is this just this team? The team is loaded. It's got a great
better
roster.
Than Jalen Hurts.
Better than Jalen Hurts. Phillip Rivers can't be worse than Jalen Hurts.
I mean, he can, but maybe not throwing the ball.
And this is what's tough when the trade deadline's passed, because what are your options?
Well, I mean, it's hard to trade for a quarterback unless you're trading for a backup anyways.
But that's the only thing you could do, is you're getting a Joe Flacco.
I was going to say, Joe's already been traded.
Yeah, you're getting a Joe Flacco, but the trade deadline's over.
Yeah.
So when you're looking out in the world...
I mean, Rivers is basically Flacco.
He's 4 years old. He's 8 years older than Flacco.
What is he? Is he 2 years older?
I think Flacco's 38. No, or is Flacco 40?
Flacco's 40. Is he 41?
Because Rivers is 44.
Flacco is 40.
Okay.
Okay.
He's
so
about to turn 41 in January.
Okay. So he's three plus years older. Which is a lot. I mean, Rodgers is 40.
He's 40.
No, Rodgers is older.
41?
Yeah, he's older than... No, he might... be turning 42. He's a December birthday. I think he's 42.
Just turned 42.
Yeah, I would say I grew up with Aaron and he was always a year plus older than me.
What if Rivers does this?
What does what?
Wins a couple games and goes to the playoffs.
That's doable.
And takes a run. What if he wins a playoff game?
I mean, depends on the matchup.
cement Philip Rivers to the Hall of Fame?
Well, he's already cemented.
He's already a top 10 passer of all time.
Oh, I thought people were kind of like wishy-washy on Rivers being a Hall of Famer.
Eli was the one. Rivers, no. Rivers just never had the team around him. He had it once, and then they fired his coach.
That's true. Those are my teams. Philip Rivers is my quarterback.
I mean,
because I was a Charger fan for the longest time.
Imagine
Rivers, LT, and Gates, dude.
And Lorenzo Neal.
Right? And Lorenzo Neal.
My favorite Lorenzo Neal story is the one from Sean Merriman. His rookie season got matched up in pass pro against Lorenzo Neal and lights out, ran over Lorenzo Neal and started talking all that as, well, you know, the thing, I mean, you played football. When you get back in line, and you start doing the count of like, where do I need to be? Lorenzo Neal was doing the count of like, where is Sean Merriman at? And the next time up, Lorenzo Neal knocks Sean Merriman into another dimension. And he goes, that's when I knew that there are levels to the NFL. Because he's like, I'm gonna give, and you know, Neal was kind of chilling a little bit. But he goes, the next time, he goes, I never got hit harder in my life than what Lorenzo Neal did to me that
time. Those teams were great. I remember Reggie Bush getting ready for the NFL draft, and he teamed up with LT to do his workout because he was like, I want to be the best running back in the league.
The beach
workout. You're the best running back. Show me what to do. And I think they said Reggie lasted like 30 minutes and started vomiting and like couldn't do it.
LT was the Aaron Donald of running backs.
He really was.
Like his workouts were, I think the three most legendary workouts probably in NFL history are Jerry Rice, Aaron Donald, and LaDainian Tomlinson.
And I told you about Aaron Donald at the Pitt-Notre Dame game when they retired his jersey. McAfee took off his shirt, and then Donald took off his shirt, and I was like, I am terrified of you.
300 pounds and
absolutely
shredded.
Terrified.
How do you have abs at 300 pounds?
He had them. Like, sexy pecs and abs. Yeah.
The other guy is your guy, Debo. James Harrison.
He's a monster.
That's the top. Those are the top four workouts I've ever seen. Like, when they post the videos or the guys that like, go work out with those guys. Nope. It's like everybody made a big deal about Saquon, you know, carrying the sled up the hill. And like, don't get me wrong, that dude is dumb strong.
The 600-pound squat from him, Nick Chubb, and Jalen Hurts is still one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
The fan text line is a longtime San Diego Charger fan. Let me tell you how this is going to go. Excuse me. The Colts will be down by 7 with less than 2 minutes left to drive the length of the field and then an interception.
Mm.
It might be. I guess the report I read this morning was he threw and he looked good. I mean, I'm sure he's still in shape.
Let's see what he looks like when he gets hit.
You know, he's
44 is old to get hit.
He is a very devout religious man, so you know he ain't drinking and smoking. His kids now have kids.
He is a grandfather.
He is a grandfather.
Has a grandfather ever played in the NFL?
I heard today that Rivers is not the first grandfather.
Okay. Y.A. Tittle?
Frank Gifford. Somebody from way back in the day. I mean, at 44, I mean, him and his wife have been together since high school.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they started popping out kids real early.
11 kids?
I think they have 11.
Apparently the first grandfather was Favre.
Brett Favre?
Really?
In 2010 when he was still active for Minnesota.
Really?
I don't even know who's his wife. Is he not? He's not married now.
Mm.
I think he got, all that Jets trouble.
It happens. Not good.
I'll tell you what, though. Instantly, I'm rooting for him.
Look, I mean, if you're going to do it, you don't do it for the Browns.
No.
You do it for the Colts because, number one, offensive line.
Roster. Roster.
You're going to be protected, though. You have weapons. You've got Pittman. You've got Taylor. You've got Warren. Like, you've got stuff to work with.
Good coaching staff. Steichen. I love Steichen.
And they've worked together before. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a relationship there. There's probably some similarities in terminology. Things have probably progressed and advanced a little bit. But nobody ever called Philip Rivers dumb. He may be country. He's not dumb.
Very country. The bolo tie. Will we see a bolo tie?
Oh, I hope so. Oh.
Can you see the first press conference?
Indianapolis. Bolo tie works in Indianapolis.
It does.
That flies there. Indianapolis is a big city, but you go an hour south, you go southeast, southwest, you know, you're getting into farmland real quick. Bolo tie plays.
I don't know if there's anybody. There are very few guys in the history of the NFL that I would say at 44 I'd throw a waiver on. Rivers might be one of those guys.
I think that you're
Brady
talking,
was one of those guys.
Brady,
Favre
Rivers,
was one of those guys.
Rodgers.
Matt Ryan.
Rodgers, though, Rodgers is 41, and he's looking rough. Like, hey, we'll do the Steelers this hour.
Touchdown.
But there are times when he looks old. Mm. And as far as Rivers not taking a hit, dude, Rivers hasn't taken a sack in 15 years.
Yeah.
Like,
gets rid of the ball.
He gets rid of the ball, and he's a Manning-esque in the sense of when the pocket collapses and he knows he ain't going anywhere, he goes straight down.
Yep.
But we're talking about the Indianapolis Colts, who have one of the best offensive lines in all of football.
You have the best left guard in football. Like, you're in a good spot.
I'm kind of into this.
Look, I want to see it work, because the Colts are a fun story, man.
Do you know who they play this weekend?
Who do they play?
The Seahawks. Good luck, buddy. Buckle up.
Hey, but here's the thing, though. What the Seahawks had to prepare for now is very different.
I mean, there's no tape. There's no tape on Rivers in the last 3 years.
So what last 5 years.
What are you going to do? That's another fascinating thing. Like, think about a potential Hall of Famer that is going to retire this year, okay? Whoever that may be. I'm trying to think of off the top of my head, but I'm not thinking of anybody
right. If Aaron hangs it up.
If Aaron hangs it up, Rivers will go in with Aaron.
Yeah.
Because his clock resets. Because
he was eligible this year.
He was eligible this year. His clock resets. It's in Seattle at 125. You can hear it right here on the Fan Sports Network. Seahawks are 13.5-point favorites. Boy, I wouldn't touch that game. I have no idea. Wait, I mean, it could go like you think it goes, and Rivers looks 44. And
does Rivers have a grandkid that's older than one of his own kids?
Whoa. That, no way.
That's kind of rad.
No way. Somebody was asking, somebody making jokes on the YouTube chat and stuff about, like, now his wife's going to get a 2-month break from being pregnant
because
he's going to be busy.
At least a month.
Which makes me ask the question, should you be having kids if your kids are having kids?
I mean,
Charlie Chaplin had a baby when he was in his 80s.
There was one that Russ brought up last year.
I mean, Pacino and De Niro just had babies.
A president was like the sixth president. His lineage, his grandkid, I think, just died.
Wow.
So he had like who was it? It wasn't Tyler. Who was it? Might have been. Anyways,
Adams was number six.
And I know it wasn't Adams. God dang it. It might have been Tyler. I don't know. But he had a kid at like 82.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kid had a kid at like 78.
Wild.
And so then that dude, the grandkid, lived like 90 something.
At least they knew how to do it if they were old.
So like you had like a generation that spanned like 180 years. Mm-hmm. It was like, wait, what? How did that happen?
It was John Tyler.
It was Tyler. Okay, yeah.
As the YouTube chat says, if the equipment still works, might as well use it.
Good for him.
Getting action that late.
I mean, for him, though, like, do you turn that into a hymns ad, a little Blue Chew action?
As Isaac Rupp always tells me, good for you.
Right?
Good for you. It'll be interesting to see Rivers, that's for sure.
Nobody ever had to worry about what was going on at home.
No. I'll be rooting for Philip Rivers for my guy.
This is a fun story. I like this.
Shot putting the ball in Indianapolis.
And still throwing it a mile.
Buckle up. Seahawks game this weekend right here on the Fan Sports Network. When we come back, let's get into that. You can't play worse than this guy, can you? I don't know. There's some weird stats out there. Jalen Hurts had himself a rough night, and the quarterback on the other side had himself a great night. Maybe not how it looks, but how it feels. We'll do that next. But first, there's Casey with sports. We will get to Casey's Steelers here in a moment. The kiss, as I'm calling it. Mike Tomlin doing Mike Tomlin things. I don't know what Rivers is going to be for Indy. I don't know if they'll be able to count on him, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I am watching Paramount Plus right now.
What are you watching?
Well, that, my friend, it's a Tuesday. Also known as football. Football. Monday Night Football last night.
Have you ever seen a more heinous play than an interception, fumble, fumble?
I can't believe that you can have two turnovers on one play by the same person.
Yeah.
And three on one play just in general. When I watched it real time, I was curious, are they going to establish that as control? Because my buddy has Hurts on his fantasy team. And I was like, dude, I think you have a pick and a fumble going against him in fantasy. And he goes, did they establish that he had possession of the ball before he fumbled it? And I watched the replay and I was like, oh, yeah, he got that ball. This is a wild thing that's going on. We've talked about this for weeks. The Philly offense is clearly...
It's crossed the threshold, though.
Yes, it is. There were a couple times there that I saw them hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley in the first half, and I was like, look at that. He just got 15 yards. Mm-hmm. Do that again. do that again.
Do the thing.
Do the thing, Bart. And he ends up finishing with 20 carries and 122 yards and a touchdown.
Now, 50 of it came on one.
Sure, but there you go.
That's the first Saquon game.
There you go.
In forever.
In forever, Jerry. In forever. There's another wild stat that I found. Why aren't you coming up?
Mm. Stalling for time.
Here you go. Jalen Hurts was in an empty backfield on 35.6% of plays versus the Chargers. That's the highest rate for a quarterback in a game this season. 37.5 success rate, 37.5% success rate, and 4.8 yards per attempt.
Yeesh.
There's a stat out there that you would have a better quarterback rating if you spiked the ball on every play than how Jalen Hurts played last night.
And there's been this note this season about him not being under center. That's been a big one, because basically if he's in shotgun, or if he's, obviously he's in an empty backfield, he's passing. But all of the indicators and all the pre-play action or lack thereof is just been nails for the defense. Now, escaping from this is Justin Herbert.
Without a doubt.
Who was absolute trash.
Yes, he was not good.
Good gravy.
He was not good, but that's kind of sometimes he'll get the benefit of the doubt in this game because the broken hand, and he had a couple moments that he had to make a plan, a little Josh Allen-esque of being Superman. And
he was still god-awful.
He was still bad from the quarterback perspective, but he
Justin
was a
Herbert
winner.
Justin Herbert loves Jalen Hurts right now because Jalen Hurts was one of the worst I've seen in a while from a guy who's supposed to be good.
But I will stick up for Herbert a little bit. That defense was giving him fits all night, and that was a gutsy, gutsy play by him.
Style points don't matter. He still sucked.
He's fair.
I
total
will say
fair.
Justin Herbert out Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
Just found a way.
He found a way to win, and he ran for 66 yards on 10 carries. That's what Jalen Hurts does.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he outplayed him.
Which, the bar is the floor. And this isn't like the crap on Herbert. He was just
Hurts
awful.
Just four interceptions. You can't come back from
four interceptions. He had a fumble.
Yeah.
Good God.
Two of those on the same play, and one of them to cost the game.
I mean, how many throws did he airmail last night?
It was a
10?
I mean, Herbie had some bad ones, too.
Oh, I know, but we're crapping on Hurts right now. Well, we can crap on Herbert later.
And that's kind of the interesting thing. Where have you been on Jalen Hurts in his career, whether it was Bama, Oklahoma, and Philly?
I was not a Jalen Hurts guy for the longest of times. They went to the Super Bowl, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Look, I am somebody, new information, new opinions.
Right.
I 100% believe in that. Now, if Bryce Young all of a sudden completely flipped the script and went from one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen play the game to a perennial all-pro, I'd go, you know what? Good for him. Probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
Hurts did the thing. And I went, you know what? It's not my Huckleberry. I wouldn't start a team with him. Eagles fans be like, see, he's actually good, which is really funny because Eagles fans are now just like, see, he actually sucks. It's just, you know, those kind of things.
They're playing a little revisionist history
in
Philly.
I'm like, no. You told me how good he was, how great he was, and all those things. And I said, no. And then I changed my mind. Then they win the Super Bowl. And he was a big, big, big part of that. And I was like, you know what? Okay. Then this year. And I'm just like, maybe he is the line of like, he is the best system quarterback we've ever seen.
You know, I've always liked Jalen Hurts. I thought he got kind of a raw deal at Alabama. Getting pulled in a natty, but it was the right move and it worked out well. Transfers to Oklahoma, has a great year at Oklahoma. What I've always liked about Jalen Hurts, and I think this is something, it's intangible, and this is what I loved about Herbert last night, was he's a winner, and he's won everywhere he's been. And sometimes the body and the frame and the mechanics aren't everything you like. Dude, have you seen Philip Rivers throw a football? He looks like he's a track and field star doing shot put. Okay, sometimes the mechanics aren't always how you like it. Not everybody throws the ball like Aaron Rodgers. But some guys just have it. And I always felt that Jalen Hurts had it. And that's what I'm talking about Herbie last night.
Winner.
I thought Herbie just had it. He might not have played well last night, but he had the gusto to go out there and get that dub. And Hurts has always been that way. except for the last like 5 games.
And it's been egregiously bad.
That's what it is that I don't want to just sell him out. I don't want to just sell him up the river because he's had 5 bad games. This happens. It's the NFL. They're trying to repeat. It's really stinking hard to do.
And their offensive line is not nearly what it was.
No,
and offensive coordinator is not nearly what it was.
Exactly. There's a lot of these boxes you can check, but dude, I'm starting to run out of excuses. You're the one still throwing the football, and you're making bad decision after bad decision because he's not going to throw. You know, we kill Caleb Williams, or at least I kill Caleb Williams all the time for not giving flashy stats and making weird throws when you shouldn't. But you also give him praise for his escapability. That's Jalen Hurts on steroids. He is what everybody wants Caleb Williams to be. But Caleb doesn't even have games like this.
No.
Bryce Young doesn't have games like this.
Here's one, and I know where I land on this, and I'm asking it knowing my answer, but who are you more worried about? One quarterback has been to 2 Super Bowls and won one and been the guy. There's another guy who's won an MVP in the NFL recently, and he has sucked horribly the last 5 games.
Are you talking about Lamar Jackson?
Who are you more worried about going forward? Not necessarily with just their production, but their value in production and how it leads to wins for their team.
I think I'm more worried about Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Because I think you live and die by
Lamar.
Same with Josh. Like, Josh doesn't always have the best weapons in the world, but you live and die with him. And the Chargers are seeing that right now with Herbie, too. They're going to live and die with him. And I, for one, will live and die with Herbert. I think he's shown me enough that he is great.
My argument against Lamar, in a sense, or for Jalen, is that they've been living and dying by Jalen this year. Saquon has not been that guy.
They have never really lived and died by Jalen. They've lived from Jalen.
Yes.
But they've never really died from Jalen.
This year, they're dying from him. In the same way that the Ravens are dying from Lamar.
Yeah, and the difference, though, is that this Philly team
is a lot better.
Insanely more talented, just personnel standpoint.
And again, that's not a crap on Lamar. It's just,
no.
If you look around the NFL right now, there's a couple quarterbacks that are not doing great that are supposed to be truly great quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mahomes had his worst game maybe of his career last week. This is probably Jalen Hurts' worst game as a pro.
I would hope it doesn't get worse.
I mean, it's not,
but
I mean,
Mahomes also won 3 Super Bowls and a couple MVPs, and
but Mahomes
he's kind of bought that.
But he's also had a couple of those games this season where he never had those games.
But I also think if we're comparing Mahomes and his struggles of late and Hurts' struggles of late, I think it's also fair, and this is part of the Lamar thing as well. I think it's also fair to say that the Chiefs are showing their age.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing their lack of depth, their roster turnover. You know, we might know all the guys catching balls, but that doesn't mean they're all great.
Yeah.
For Kansas City. So I think
they don't have Devonta and AJ.
Exactly. And I think that's why, you know, Eagles fans, you guys be careful what you wish for because you guys do this way too much.
You've been in the last 2 Super Bowls and you won one and you're bitching and moaning.
You've
about
won
it.
2 Super Bowls in the last decade.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty awesome
in
2 completely different ways.
Check in with me, Raiders fan, 1983, dog.
Yeah, you can be, I think you can totally be pissed off if you're an Eagles fan at what's going on with Jalen Hurts.
Frustrated.
Yeah, but
not pissed off.
But, like, I wouldn't abandon ship all the way because, again, dude, that offensive coordinator's got to go. Saquon's got to figure out the ball, like, got to get the ball more, and they can do it because then you get, Jalen Hurts wins the game that Justin Herbert won last night. Broken hand, not playing great, but just figures it out. You know, there was a play where Justin Herbert dropped back and was supposed to throw the ball, and he looked forward and he said, oh boy, here we go. And he took off running, and he got a first down.
Is this
and that is a play that Jalen Hurts makes, and he's not doing that right now.
Is this late career Russell Wilson in Seattle?
It looks like it. I would hate to see somebody's career turn that soon, because Russ was a little longer in the tooth when it happened, but I would hate for it. I mean, it's true. That team did not live and die by Russ. And once it lived and died by Russ, they were not very good.
Remember Let Russ Cook?
Let Russ Cook was the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken till now with Sam Darnold for that franchise to turn it around.
Russ behind the scenes is obviously not liked.
Totally.
Jalen
is loved.
Well, there's been stuff.
I'm not listening to A.J. Brown. He seems like the biggest D in the world.
He does. He does. But when guys do speak out, no matter how crazy they are, you do have to listen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that does show a fracture when it goes public.
It does. It does.
And now usually you take those fractures and those cancers, and you go, see you later, bye.
But, we talked about this last week when we were bitching and moaning about the Eagles too. I still think a lot of this falls on Sirianni too. I think it's a really weird culture there. It's a very vibrose. It's that Italian thing that he keeps doing,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Big Dom, and it's kind of like allowing our egos to run wild, and let's just hope that our talent supersedes. And for a guy like Jalen, who's a pretty humble, smart kid, that stuff could be catching up to him.
I think the biggest thing is Jalen Hurts is being asked in this offense this year to rely on his arm.
I agree.
More than any other year we've ever seen. And Jalen Hurts isn't the Caleb Williams. He doesn't make every single pass that NFL quarterbacks have to make.
Right, and Caleb has some throws that you're like, wow.
Exactly. Jalen Hurts makes the good passes. He'll find the dig over the middle for 15 yards, find A.J. Brown.
And he'll air one out occasionally.
And he'll air one out occasionally. But, I mean, he threw the ball 40 times yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that...
That's not the ask from him. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he might be, like, the apex system quarterback. And I don't mean that as, like, a dig.
No, I thought we got rid of that moniker as being a bad thing.
Yeah, like... Drew Brees was a system quarterback.
With a dynamite arm.
Yeah. Like, it, you can be that and, like, be maximized. Jared Goff is a system quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Goff's really good.
And he's been to a Super Bowl.
But like, Jared Goff also thrived in other systems.
Yes.
So that's why I don't want to call him just a system quarterback. Because he's just a leader. It, I think Jared Goff doesn't get a lot of respect.
He should. He should get more than he gets. But, like, the guys that aren't system quarterbacks are first ballot Hall of Famers. Like, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like,
Josh Allen,
they are the system.
Yeah, Josh Allen, Lamar, Mahomes. I mean, dude, I'll say it. Sometimes I see Herbert in that way of guys that just can kind of evolve.
I feel sorry for Justin Herbert because you love him so
much. I do.
He is going to crater.
He's got to win a playoff game for me.
I know. And this is a tough year because that team's so banged up. And look at him now with the broken hand. By the way, reporters, don't grab his broken hand. What are you doing here?
Also, people are you know, mad at Laura Rutledge.
No, Laura's doing her job.
Grow up, Justin.
Yeah, Lauren's...
You're getting paid $250 million. You're the quarterback. I don't care if you want to go say hi to people. Shut up and do the interview.
Well, I don't... I'm different. I'm five toes on each side of the fence on this. I don't blame Laura Rutledge for doing her job by any means. Don't grab a broken hand from a quarterback. And also, like, Herbert was exhausted after that game. I know.
I don't care. You get paid the money you get paid because of media partners. This is part of the deal of being a quarterback.
I'm not going to
shut up and do it.
I'm not going to bury him.
And
for
it's
it.
Not like Herbert's uncomfortable with a camera in front of his face.
No.
Who's his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow. A couple of Herbert haters in here.
No, it's anybody who does this. This is the job, dog.
It is true. It's
especially as the quarterback.
All right, let's slide to the AFC North as the Steelers win a pivotal matchup, and that could send the Ravens packing. But what's this team look like? And is Tomlin maybe the best troll in the NFL? We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in hour number deuce, we'll get to some college football. The Heisman candidates have been announced, the finalists, I should say. Some sleeping giants in a conference, and can they become real players, both in two different worlds? Plus, we'll start a little Army-Navy conversation as Danny and I will be hitting the road. No show from us on Thursday. I believe some fill-ins will be here, but I'm not sure who it is, so I don't want to dox them in case it's not what's going to happen. I'll find that out today. And then Danny and I will do a show live on Friday from Baltimore as we will see Army-Navy in the game. Does this game have a nickname?
Army-Navy?
It's just Army-Navy. It's not like the fight or the battlefield.
No.
Okay. But real quick, I know since we're way up against it, so we'll try to be quick with this. Is Mike Tomlin becoming one of the best trolls in the NFL right now? Did you see after they beat the Ravens, he did what he always does after he beats the Ravens?
Well, you kiss can call to the it camera. You can call it America's game.
America's game,
yeah,
okay.
But it's the Army-Navy game. That's what it is.
With all the noise surrounding Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, boy, that felt like a satisfying win. And I know there's the catch stuff and Harbaugh's pissed and he has every right to be pissed. Because the league kind of told him that they messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with him that I hate what's a catch and what's not a catch these days. I am so confused. Like, I know everybody wanted to kill me about that catch in the Oregon UW game, but I was like, I have always been told if the ball touches the ground.
The ball hit the ground clearly. It wasn't like a little bit of the ball. It was like a third of the ball.
And so I understand that. But boy, I love spicy Tomlin. Mm. Tomlin, yo, you want to fire me? You want to fire me? Fine. I'm going to go win the division. And I'm going to beat the living pants off the Ravens. I know it was closer than that, but I like spicy Tomlin. The aviators, mm-hmm. You know, the big jacket because it's cold as hell out, and the little kiss and wink to the camera. Dude, I love it.
Go ahead, Case.
He's just the greatest coach. I mean, what are we talking about? He's the best coach ever.
You want to fire him still?
No, I was frustrated the fact that Steelers fans jumped to say, oh, fire Tomlin. That's just not what we do.
Yeah.
We don't fire coaches.
You've had
coaches.
Three coaches. What do we do in 64 years?
Yeah, that's not what we do.
Yeah, from Noel to Cowher to Tomlin, it's 60. I think it was 64 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, pipe down on the fire Tomlin.
Yeah.
But Tomlin did kind of troll us because a reporter asked him a question. I should have pulled it, but he goes, you know, what do you say to fans that, you know, booing you, saying that we should fire you? He goes, I share that same sentiment. It was a frustrating game last week, and then you come out and beat the Ravens. You knew all along that Mike Tomlin was focused on playing the Ravens.
I love it.
The week before, it's what frustrates me as a Steeler fan, because Mike Tomlin's very selective in which games he likes to
really prep
Mike
for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really prep for. And other games, you're like, well, I guess it's not that one. Like the Chargers game.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Ladd McConkey milk check our entire
You're like, God dang
secondary
it.
For,
we did
know,
not care about that football game.
Mm. Exactly.
And maybe then, that's the key to Tomlin's success over the years. It's like, hunt and pick the games you care the most about. And if you win all those games, which I bet you is win percentage, if we could find out what games those were, I bet you he's very, very successful mm-hmm. in
the
them.
Most important games are always the divisional games, and Mike Tomlin will always at least get
look, guarantees you, you look, a spot and a home game.
You win your divisional games, you're in the playoffs.
Yep. One thing, we kind of talked about this yesterday when we were talking about Jeff Kent going into the Hall of Fame. Can you tell the story?
Well, hold on. I just thought about this. Is Mike Tomlin the Jerry DePoto of the NFL?
54%.
Just win. But it's,
just win.
Just win your division games. Win your division games.
Get into the playoffs and anything can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Because I was thinking of it like in the sense of, can you tell the story of baseball without Barry Bonds? No, you can't. Mm. It's a little adjacent to that. Maybe I'm stretching a little bit on it. But if you fire Mike Tomlin, how many teams call Mike Tomlin?
31.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, be careful. This is kind of a Philly situation. Mm-hmm. You hate Jalen Hurts? Be careful. Because, you know, Everybody loves a good backup.
Tanner McKee's sitting there like, I don't want to go back there.
Everybody loves a Ben Johnson, you know, and everybody wants to, you know, poop on whoever the head coach is because they love a coordinator. They love a backup quarterback. Be careful. Just be careful.
Yeah. If you fired Mike Tomlin, there would be no shortage of teams that would hire him immediately.
The Ravens would be the only team that wouldn't. That's it. Unless they fired Harbaugh. Then they might hire Tomlin.
But they would still think, hey, if you want a personnel job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's get into hour number deuce. The Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced. We'll talk a little Army-Navy as well. Plus Web Gems, that's next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.